ProFlowRadio.com.
Yeah.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show. www.maxi.com. ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Right now, speaking with Michelle and Jennifer. And Michelle and Jennifer are coming from the Get Your Voice On movement. Now, this is extremely a movement to me because of the whole detail, and I think a lot of listeners will be very happy to hear that you guys are here to speak to us. Can someone please, whether Jennifer or Michelle, you guys, how do you want to start first? If you can give me maybe a background of yourself and your opinion of the Get Your Voice On movement.
Sure. This is Jennifer S. Wilkov, and I'm co-producing this event with Michelle Mattia, who's on the phone and on this interview as well. And the interesting part about Get Your Voice On is we actually know that a lot of women and men tend to actually have a lot of reservations and hesitation about getting their voice on, about things in their business life, things in their personal life, things that they see happening in their communities of all kinds, whether it's in their industry, whether it's in their spiritual community, whether it's political, whatever it might be. Getting Your Voice On is really a movement about learning how to use this very powerful thing that you have, which is your voice, to express yourself in your personal and professional relationships, as well as the relationships that you have with your community locally and globally, so that you can create things that make a difference. You can also connect with the people that you meet instead of just getting their business card as an example, or just meeting them for a few minutes and then not really connecting with them. Getting Your Voice On is really about this idea of connection, collaboration, and doing good things, making a difference locally and globally.
Michelle, I want to ask you the same question, actually. What's your opinion on the Get Your Voice On movement?
Well, you know, Jennifer did such a wonderful job explaining and sharing what she and I actually both saw in the vision that was the Get Your Voice On event that we are holding March 1st and 2nd in New York City. Get Your Voice On, a celebration of women. I love that you've called it a movement, because that's exactly how we see it. And the reason we know it's a movement is that when we began to speak about it, when we began to sit down and talk about what we would want to see and create at a conference, at a women's conference, we knew that one conference wasn't going to be enough. And the more we talked about it, we realized that this needs to be a succession of conferences, a succession of events. Because what ends up happening very often is when we go to a conference, when we go to an event, we are so pumped up because our tribe is there with us. Everybody has come together. Everybody's in alignment with their passions and their interest in that one idea. And then they go home, and all of a sudden that motivation, that inspiration to keep on keeping on doesn't feel as strong. So Get Your Voice On, what I love about the title is that it's going to mean something different to each attendee coming. Yes, it is about your voice. Yes, it is about giving yourself permission to speak up and speak out. And depending on the attendee, what they're speaking up and speaking out about could be anything from them wanting to be an entrepreneur, them wanting to be a mommypreneur, them wanting to switch industries. It could be an empty nester who has just retired. All the kids are out of the house and they are trying to figure out what their next phase is. It could be the not-for-profit. It could be the woman that loves her professional life but is trying to figure out balance so she has a personal one. All of those represent the Get Your Voice On and how we can come together and support one another as women. Because as much as Jennifer and I have both heard from many people who are really interested in what we are producing here. We can't believe we are so excited about the support we're receiving. They also ask us, well, don't you think that there's a lot of that out there already, this support between women and the support amongst women? And no, there's never enough giving back. There will never be enough supporting one another and shifting that consciousness to that there's more than enough for everyone. And if we come together, imagine how much stronger we can be in support of one another. So this movement, this event, that is for the next 10 years in New York City at the Hilton New York, is to support not just once, but continuing for the next 10 years with the hope that this consciousness of speaking up, speaking out, realizing that we can live the lives we love, deserve, and desire and still be the mom, still be the partner, still be the business professional. We want that, and we know that between the speakers, these breakout sessions, the musicians, the content, we will achieve just that.
I agree 100%. It sounds like an extremely powerful experience. I can imagine the event and the different flavor that would be there. And what kind of women do you think should attend, Jennifer, if you don't mind answering the question?
You know, it's a great question because a lot of people are curious, you know, when we say women, they're like, well, what women?
Right, I understand that.
You know, and for us, basically, our focus is on different types of women who are culturally diverse. Our main attendee is between the ages of 25 and 55, and she's either working in the corporate business world, owns her own business as an entrepreneur, is a mom and a mompreneur, might be working in the nonprofit sector, and she may also be doing other things in the community, volunteering and being a mom or a grandmother. She may also be a daughter or an aunt. We also have a secondary market because we have teenagers who are allowed to come to this event between the ages of 16 to 19. And of course, young adults between 20 and 24. Those teenagers between 16 and 19 are allowed to come with an adult. And we have a special ticket that's actually called the mother-daughter ticket, which could be for a mother, an aunt, a father, or another adult that teenager looks up to so that they can attend the event together.
Sounds like a different exercise to actually, like you say, empower an individual to, you know, accomplish great things. I wanted to ask a question. I keep hearing the term, if I can say it correctly, mommy, I'm sorry, I messed it up already, but it's
mompreneur.
Yeah. Michelle, do you mind giving me a little bit of background on that one?
The word mommypreneur, I love saying it. I like, you know, anything preneur is fun. Mommypreneurs have really, that title has really come about in the last several years. It's not something that's new this year. But what has happened is a lot of women, interestingly enough, in this, and I'm using this phrase, I sound like my grandmother, in this day and age, a lot of women made the decision that when they became pregnant, that they wanted to be stay-at-home moms again for a variety of reasons. And we're seeing more and more, more and more of that. But when they made that decision to stay at home, to be there, to raise their children, there was still that part of them that had something to contribute, that had something to give. And so a lot of these women started creating businesses to where they could still stay at home and raise their children, as well as participate and bring money in some fashion. A lot of the mompreneurs have huge successes with blogs and with reviews. And they would create these blogs, they would create a review system, and on these blog sites and on their websites, as they were reviewing products and writing about all of these different, you know, anything from diapers to bikes, they would receive money compensation via ads, like from an Amazon.com, let's say, for an example, or Toys R Us, that sort of thing. And so that's kind of where you also hear mommy bloggers, mommypreneurs. So it kind of started with that. And then what ended up happening is a lot of these moms who became mommypreneurs, as the children got older and now they started school, their free time has expanded. And with that, a lot of these businesses have grown to where these moms are now creating organizations like Big City Mom here in New York City, or they've become authors, or they've established not-for-profits or organizations and associations. I went from owning a very successful technology consulting firm for over a decade and knowing that I was going to want to be one of those stay-at-home moms, shifted my life around. And so that I sold my practice to my partners and I started a business that I would be able to do outside of my home. So I'm proud to say that I'm a mommypreneur too. I have a 13-month-old and I am able to work on this project with Jennifer and still have that relationship where I'm the one that's raising my son. I'm still able to be a speaker but still raise my son. So we are seeing that more and more. And I love that people are catching on to that mommypreneur title and statement, but really it's nothing new, and it just shows how courageous women are. We want it all because we can handle it all. We can multitask. We can be the nurturing mom and the powerhouse in the business world.
The truth. I agree 100%. I have a lot of strong women in my life, and they taught me a lot, pretty much everything I know, honestly. I definitely believe that. Jennifer, I wanted to ask you, how did you get involved in this, Jennifer?
I actually was the speaker at the New York Entrepreneur Week event about 3 years ago, or I think it might be 4 years ago now, since we're in 2013. And what had happened at that event was I had met Michelle during one of the cocktail parties during that event. And subsequently, I got tapped to be the regional director of the 100th anniversary International Women's Day celebration event that was being held here in New York, that was part of a larger national series of events taking place at the same time in several cities.
Yes.
During that event, Michelle was one of my core team members that I had asked to work with me on that event. And after that, Michelle and I actually connected, I would say about 2 months after that, because I needed to recover from that major event. And we actually got together and we were sort of talking one day in her living room, and I went on this rant, literally, in her living room, where I was stomping my feet and waving my arms and saying, you know, it would just be so great if we could just get our voice on and, you know, women could get their voice on and start talking about blah, blah, blah. And literally, you know, I'm waving around and stomping around, and Michelle said, stop. What is that? What's getting your voice on? And you know, that was basically how I got involved, because for me, I have a very dynamic and extremely illustrative life story about what getting your voice on really does and what it means, you know. And like for me, I've never been fired from a job. I always switched careers or businesses or companies that I worked with because I actually got my voice on, and when I didn't feel like I was, my philosophies personally were no longer in alignment with that company, I actually left my job and went out and found another one because I believed that I would do a better job for a company that I was philosophically aligned with than just working for the money for some company.
Sounds like we're going through some extreme difficulties, of course, with the world, you know, given the pressures upon you. You know, was there any time where you felt like you couldn't get your voice on?
Well, you know, it's a good question because I'm also a national media story. I was incarcerated for a crime I didn't commit in New York City. And for me, I went through this terrible breakdown of the criminal justice system here, and I never stopped getting my voice on. And the interesting thing is, whenever you feel like you can't get your voice on, there's always a way for you to do it. You know, one of the things that I know from my own professional career, I'm an international speaker. I write books. I'm a number one best-selling award-winning author. I'm also an award-winning freelance writer. And, you know, for me, there are lots of ways for you to get your voice on. It's not just, you know, using your mouth. It's actually using your voice, which is a completely larger opportunity for people. And so for me, one of the things that I know that's so important is that when I was actually incarcerated, a lot of people thought that my voice would stop. And my mother stepped up and made sure that my voice was heard, even in that environment, even from that place. And one of the ways that I did that was through writing. And one of the things that I do now, like we actually have a lot of information on our blog at getyourvoiceon.com, and one of the recent articles that I wrote was about op-eds. And I'll give you a great example. A lot of people see things that are going on in the world that they have an opinion about. Okay, and Mike, this is so important because there was a study that was done by the Op-Ed Project where men are published four times more and send in four times more op-eds than women in the national newspapers that we have, that we all look to. Yes. And read these opinions. And I read that, and of course I got my voice on and obviously, you know, reached out to Michelle and said, this has got to change. And
yes.
So I wrote an article about it, you know. And it's really a fun thing for a lot of people, but I understand why people feel like they can't get their voice on. And sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's a fear of what somebody else will think. Sometimes it's a permission thing. You might be waiting for somebody to give you permission. And I understand that. I know that there are several different outlets that you have to be able to get your voice on. Use it productively. Use it strongly. You don't have to yell and scream and wave your arms. You can actually do it in such a way where it's very powerful, it's very focused, and it actually gets things done.
I like the way that sounds, definitely. Michelle, thank you, Jennifer. Michelle, I wanted to ask you about the event coming up in March, and why New York City?
Why New York City? Why not? No, New York City is... because it's New York City. No, New York City is where Jennifer and I both live. It is where we play.
Great.
It is where we work. It is, in both of our opinion, the capital of so many industries around the world, everything from finance to tourism. And we can think of no other place that would support us, this endeavor, offering the cultural diversity and access to all the different industries that New York City, nothing is better than what New York City can offer. All 10 years will be held in New York City. Jennifer and I are not looking to say, okay, this year it's New York, and then next year we're going to Chicago, and then next year it's San Francisco. It will always be in New York City. And we're really grateful for the partnership that we have created with New York City and Company. And we are working with the mayor's office, we are working with the governor's office, we are working with the local businesses who are going to be providing discounts and deals to our attendees while they're here. The Hilton New York is one of the best hotels in the city, and everything will be at the Hilton. In, you know, hotel stays as well as all of the rooms. They've got this large gala ballroom that holds 1,000 people, and that's exactly how many women will be attending. And the tickets are really selling quickly. The other part that's really important to point out is the dates, March 1st and 2nd. Jennifer and I were very deliberate in choosing those dates because it kicks off Women's History Month. So every subsequent year after 2013 will always be held the first weekend in March in New York City, because we want to jumpstart that celebration that honors women.
That's perfect. The event sounds like it's going to be extremely well planned, or it is extremely well planned, and that individuals that will attend will benefit. Like, how do you guys want them, the people, the women that come to the actual event, how do you want them to go home, their mind, you know, what do you want to put inside of their mind?
This is a great question. Oftentimes, people leave events and they are overwhelmed. With our event, that our intention is completely different. We want her to be able to walk out knowing that there's something she can do and knowing exactly what it is that she wants to do, whether it's connecting with somebody that she met while she was at the event, going home and talking to her spouse, her boyfriend, her business partner, her friend, one of the people in her office, one of the people in her businesses, somebody that she's been really hesitant about speaking with. We want her to be able to go forth from this event and either connect with somebody that she met, do something that she's been waiting to do, or talk to somebody, ask questions, ask for help, ask for guidance, whatever it is that she needs to get her voice out. Maybe she needs to write something. I mean, like, you know, I'm also a book consultant for people, and I help them tell their stories and get them published. You know, if that's one of the things that she wants to do, she wants to write a book, or, you know, she wants to write an article and get it posted or send in an op-ed. I'm really big on the op-eds, you know, at the moment. You know, or write an article, you know, for a blog or a guest blog on somebody else's, or shout something out on social media that she's been, you know, a little bit hesitant to do. That's what we want her to do. We want her to be able to leave knowing that this is something that she has every right to do. She can do it. And that when she does it, it makes a difference. You see, one of the things, Mike, that's so critical about getting your voice on is that this is the single skill that when you use it, things are going to change. They're going to change in some way, right?
I understand that totally. To me, this is very special. You know, I just happened to come across the event by chance, but I'm really glad that I could have an opportunity to help to spread the word. What you guys have put together is a very beautiful thing, and it's very beneficial, because there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that are affecting women, especially in different countries, and you know, we do set an example here in where we live at. So, you know, what are some of the things that you guys are seeing? You know, Michelle, if you don't mind elaborating a little bit about some of the things that you guys are seeing that women are really facing nowadays.
As far as, you know,
challenges,
things that I assumed that's what you meant. You know, I don't really see that a lot has shifted as far as change in the last few years. Jennifer and I talk about this often. I think that, you know, women are the biggest challenge that I think women face and continue to face is when they are looking to balance that personal life and the professional life. Women who are breaking in more and more into that entrepreneurial role or that executive level role. We need to see more women as CEOs, in my opinion, as presidents of companies. And it shouldn't be seen as, oh, well, if she's doing this, then how is she providing or being that nurturing mom or wife in the home? I think that that's one of the challenges. I think that another challenge is just where women are with their own psyche and with their own mindset. A lot of women are not accustomed to putting their needs first, putting their desires first. We tend to put our stuff on the back burner. We tend to sit and live for someone else. We want our friends to succeed. We want our families to succeed. We want our children to succeed. So we will live through them and then quietly squash what we were put on this planet to do. I often use the analogy of when you're on a flight and before takeoff, you are listening to the stewards and stewardesses, and they're giving you all of the particulars, and this is how you unbuckle and buckle, and this is where your, you know, life preserver is. And then they talk about the oxygen mask. And what do they say? Should the oxygen mask drop, use it on yourself first, and then assist the person next to you. One of the important parts of this event, and this I would have to say is my center of what I try to speak up and speak out about when I get my voice on, is by taking care of yourself first, by rejuvenating, by replenishing, by saying, hey, what am I here to do? Doesn't make you selfish. Doesn't make you arrogant. Doesn't mean that you don't care. Doesn't mean that you can't be a good wife, a good girlfriend, a good partner, a good mom. What it's saying is that by you tapping into those gifts, skills, and talents that you were meant to do, you not only are going to be giving a better you to the world, locally, globally, contributing to the betterment of that, because you are now doing what you're supposed to be doing, you are going to be on a completely different vibration rate. You are going to be excited about getting up in the morning. You are going to feel more alive. You are going to be eating better. You are going to be taking care of yourself. And guess who gets the benefit of this better you? The people in your immediate circle. So what I'm hoping is that for those women that do walk through those doors, that do have the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to give myself the gift of March 1st and 2nd, 2013 at the Hilton New York in New York City, and I am going to center and focus on being in that moment and who I can connect with and learn more about myself and discover how to get my voice on or to strengthen it, or you know what, I am here to meet someone who is a book consultant or someone that can teach me on how to find other women associations so that I can build that tribe. This is the opportunity for them to say that and not feel guilty and learn how they can bring that home and share with their families that, guess what? I can be both things. You aren't losing me. You're going to get a better me.
Awesome. I have two questions about the actual event. Because you said when they walk through those doors, so when they walk through those doors, will people be, will be happening during those 2 days? And also, are men invited? Can the guys come?
You know, we really love this question, and we get asked about it a lot. And we're really happy about it because, yes, men can come. We have an open door policy at Get Your Voice On, where anybody who feels that this event is of value for them, we're happy to have them attend. The only thing that we have a restriction on is the age, which is why when you register, we do ask you for your age. You have to be 16 years old or older to attend the event.
Sounds like a winner, honestly.
So that's really important to us. And you asked what happens at the event.
Yeah,
And we're really excited because the event has some very unique and a fabulous combination of keynote speakers, including J.J. Ramberg, who is the host of the Your Business Show on MSNBC, which is the longest-running show on that network. She's also a new author, which we're really excited about, to help her get the word out about that. We also have Lindsay Wagner, who many people know as the Bionic Woman, the actress, and she's also an author. And she's going to be working with our audience on a great program that she has, which is called Quiet the Mind, Open the Heart, about those limiting beliefs that you have. And she's actually going to be kicking off the day, which is really exciting, so that you can be very open to receiving the information and the people that you'll be meeting during the day while you're listening to these great
speakers. But the other thing that's unique about Get Your Voice On is that you also get to ask the speakers questions. So we also have Viola Davis, who is a multi-award-winning, two-time Academy Award nominee actress for Best Actress, and she's also a mother and a philanthropist. And we also have Debbie Fields, who is the founder and creator of Mrs. Fields Cookies that we all know, love, and eat. So we really are excited about those sessions. Michelle and I will also be talking a little bit during the day as well and speaking. But we also have fantastic panel breakout sessions that are all about getting your voice on in business and getting your voice on in the community. And more than anything, learning how to get your voice on and going to a workshop to learn how to get your voice on and perhaps identifying what's holding you back. For those teens that I mentioned, we have a phenomenal teen track of two workshops. One is about leadership and one is about confidence, which is so important, both of these pieces, when you're getting your voice on. And it's not limited to teens. Adults can go to the teen workshops, and of course the teens can go to the breakout sessions that I mentioned. So it's this wonderful day of not just coming and listening. It's really a wonderful interactive day where you get to interact with the people who are speaking, interact with the people who are sitting next to you and in front of you and behind you in your seat. And it gives you a wonderful opportunity to not only come to the fabulous city of New York for an event that's really all about you, but it really gives you a way to leave the event, like you said, understanding really this very important and essential skill of getting your voice on, which leads to so many other things. And if you're planning to go to other events during Women's History Month in March or other events throughout the year, this event will really help you to hone your ability to speak to people and talk to people in such a connective and productive and collaborative way that it could change the whole face of your business, your relationships, your world, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your parents. That's our hope and dream, is that we can make a difference by helping you get your voice on.
That's great. That's amazing. You guys had a really, 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 really amazing interview so far. I still have some questions, a couple questions left. Specifically, I want to make sure that people can keep up with, I want to make sure this, we'll put a couple sound bites in there with the website already included, but I want you guys, if you don't mind, somebody can give me the website again, how they can keep up with you guys the easiest way.
Sure. Go to www.getyourvoiceon.com. You can also send email if you want to stay connected, connect@getyourvoiceon.com. And if you have any questions, we have a 1-800 number, which is 855-917-GYVO. Now, when you go to our website, getyourvoiceon.com, you will see the links to all of our social media, like Facebook and Twitter. You will also see a section that's dedicated to those that are registering and traveling, which so you can register online for your tickets. You can register for your hotel rooms. We have a special block of rooms reserved at a great discounted price at the Hilton. You will also see all of the different various prices. Jennifer talked about the one ticket price that we're so excited about, which is the mother-daughter ticket, but we have VIP tickets as well. We have Saturday-only tickets, so we encourage you to comb through our website to learn more about the event, who's coming. We have the press releases and our blog. We are so excited about our blog. We've had tremendous guest bloggers contribute every Wednesday, as well as Jennifer and I write a blog post each week as well. And our big thing is we do want people to start staying connected. We want to start hearing from you now. And that will continue into the convention and then in between conventions. No one will be forgotten. We have this really strong passion for continuity and making sure that all of the women that show up, all of the young women that show up, continue to feel that support, that inspiration, and motivation 365 days in the year.
Totally. I believe that 100%. Now, I want to make sure that we thoroughly expressed you know, our opinions, all three of us, of course, mine is in general, but I'm definitely in support, full support, 100% and more for what the Get Your Voice On movement is pushing. And it's empowerment for women, and it's also for support, for the men to learn to support as well. So, you know, if each individual, Miss Jennifer and Miss Michelle, if you don't mind, both giving me the summary of what you would like the audience to take away with today from your interview, personally and collectively.
This is 2013. This is your year. It's got to be your year, because this year is now. If you are interested in meeting more people, making a difference, connecting and collaborating and creating great things that can make a difference in this world, Get Your Voice On is a wonderful place for you to actually be in the room, have the experience, hear what's going on, meet the people that are there that are just like you with this passion and interest and commitment to getting their voice on, learning how to do it, understanding what kind of difference it can make, which is a big difference, and making sure that you have every tool in your toolbox to be able to get your voice on effectively now and for the rest of your life. We're so pleased to be able to bring you this event, this experience, this opportunity, and we're just delighted because it's not just a one-time thing, it's a movement.
Beautiful. I'm sorry. Okay, so, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I think that what Jennifer expressed was 100% perfect, and I support that, and I could not have said it any better. What I would just add additionally from my personal feeling on Get Your Voice On, this event and this conference, is it is your time. One of the things that you will see on our website is asking the question, when is it going to be your time? Isn't it your time to get your voice on? It is time to step into that power. It is time to give yourself permission. It is time to dip your toe in the water. Step up and step out. We were put on this planet to thrive, not survive, but to thrive. This event offers you the resources to thrive. You will feel the support, you will feel the love, you will feel the energy at whatever level you are with that voice. It is up to you. And my question that I ask your audience is, who are you willing to be in 2013? Who are you willing to be at this event, and how are you going to get your voice on and give back and contribute while receiving tremendous gifts that continue to allow you to grow and move forward and toward the dynamic and delicious life you deserve?
That's beautiful. Now, what's the web address one more time, if you don't mind?
The website is www.getyourvoiceon.com.
And do you guys have any shout-outs to anybody in particular, sponsors, or just individuals that have helped to make this possible?
Yes, we'd really like to thank the mayor of New York City and the phenomenal marketing arm and all of the local businesses who have offered to give discounts on restaurants, on tours, on experiences that people can have in New York, as well as shows. I mean, we can't thank those businesses enough for their support. We're really delighted with our talent team that has been incredibly helpful at Brushwood Media Group. And we're really excited with the support from the governor's office of New York State. That's really something that's very special to us. We also want to do a nice shout out to the Hilton New York as well for their support as well. And we really appreciate all the women's organizations that have been doing a fantastic job of getting the word out about the event to their members, and we're delighted to welcome them.
That's awesome. Michelle, did you have anything that you might want to include at all?
Jennifer expressed everything beautifully, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful that everybody that has come together, and thank you. Thank you for not just finding out about our event, but reaching out to our team so that we could be on here, and we appreciate the support that you're giving us and how you're going to get this out there, because based on what you've even shared with us,
you
see the importance
would like to have
of this event and this movement, and we are very, very grateful. So thank you to you, Mike.
Hosted by Mr. Mad Max.
I appreciate it. I see the,
check us out, www.maxteam.com.
Culture.
Don't be left out.
Definitely needed.
Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Float Radio.
You guys and all those that will believe in